Welcome into a Darren Donick and Chase Extra, a digital extra here at 102.5 The Game and 106.3 The Game as well. I'm Elijah Campbell, usually behind the board, but today there's a special guest. We have a special guest from the Franklin Rodeo, which will be May 19th through the 21st, and that guest is Houston Herbert, bareback rider from Tennessee as well. Houston, I appreciate you joining me, man.
Yes, sir. It's good to be on. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll go ahead and start off first because we're getting people to inform them about this event. Describe bareback riding. That's what you do. You're a bareback rider. Can you describe that for someone who has maybe never seen it before?
Correct. Bareback riding, pretty similar to bull riding, I would say, except for the exception of a horse. You know, you're on the back of a bucking horse, and you've got a single handhold rigging. It's basically been described, I guess, as a suitcase handle, more or less, and you've got a glove, and so you kind of wedge the glove in there and try to hang on for 8 seconds and spur as much as you can.
Now, that definitely, the way you described it, it sounds really physically demanding, and it's, I would probably say, one of the more physically demanding events here in these, in the rodeo, because there's going to be 7 events, but I mean, how many injuries? You've had to have had some pretty gnarly injuries doing this in your time. You've done this for a while, but has there been any notable, I guess, injuries or interesting stories from your time doing this?
Nothing too crazy, you know, as far as the injuries go. Thankfully, I've been pretty blessed as far as that goes. Definitely, you know, you get stepped on, ribs, head's been stepped on, broken some minor bones and bumps and bruises here and there, but thankfully been able to stay pretty healthy, so that's the fortunate thing about it, I guess. But it definitely is a very physical event. It's like being in a fist fight for 8 seconds. So
yeah, I mean, that speaks to your talent level too, is to be able to even like avoid a lot of that. But you said 8 seconds, like an 8 second fist fight, and while 8 seconds can go quickly to anybody like me, it has to feel a little longer when you're on that thing and getting thrown around like that,
right? Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like when something, you know, bad's happening, it definitely seems like it's going in slow motion. But when things are going good and everything's rolling right and you're riding good, it kind of feels like it goes by in the snap of a finger. So I guess it just depends on the situation. But definitely it's a longer 8 seconds than just standing around talking to your buddies, that's for sure.
Very much so. And Houston, now personally, I'm curious to know how you got into this. I know a lot of people will be watching these like, man, how does someone, you know, get into events like this? I mean, you kind of were born into it. Rodeo family, your dad Joey was also a bareback rider. I would say that's probably a pretty influential thing to get you into the sport.
Oh yes, sir, definitely. He was probably the biggest influence as far as choosing to ride bareback horses. I always kind of enjoyed rodeo and enjoyed being around it, but kind of growing up and watching him and following him around, you know, everybody kind of wants to emulate their dad and be like him. And you know, I think he kind of wasn't the biggest fan of me and my brother rodeoing at first, but I think once we kind of got into it, he enjoys going and watching, and definitely really enjoyable to get to do that with your family and share that experience with them. So,
mm-hmm. And we're talking to Houston Herbert. He's one of the bareback riders that will be participating in the Franklin Rodeo May 19th through the 21st. And Houston, you talk about getting into the sport. You're pretty good at it. You competed in college. You're between 50 to 75 rodeos a year. But at what point did you do this and realize that, man, not only am I enjoying doing this, but I'm pretty good at it?
I don't know. I've always high school rodeoed, you know, for 2 years when I first started out, and then was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to go to school in West Tennessee at the University of Tennessee at Martin. And dad always told us, you know, if you were good enough at it, somebody would pay you to do it. So, you know, I kind of tried to go after it and work at it, and it thankfully paid my way through college. And now, unfortunately, I do have a full-time job. I don't get to rodeo full-time, but I still get to rodeo on the weekends and stuff and make a little money here and there. So it's a good way to still stay competitive, even though we're not playing, you know, high school sports and stuff anymore.
Right, and like for this event coming up for the Franklin Rodeo, you know, you have the freedom to travel to other events as well, but what's it like being able to do that in your hometown? You are a graduate of Page High School. I mean, being able to do that in your own backyard has to be pretty special.
Right. Yeah. I've grown up going to that rodeo my entire life, you know, ever since I was a little bitty kid. And it was always kind of looked up to the people that competed at that rodeo, you know, and a dream to compete there. But definitely it's a lot nicer driving 15 minutes down the road to a rodeo instead of, you know, 10 or 12 hours farther away. It's nice to be able to sleep in your own bed at night.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely tell there's definitely an advantage there. But lastly, for people who are interested in going to the Franklin Rodeo, like I said, May 19th through 21st, how would you describe these events? And if you were to I guess, try to sell it to somebody, what's the main event, I guess, or one of the best reasons to be able to come out to something like this?
Franklin, not just because it is our hometown rodeo, but it is an awesome rodeo, and they do a great job with it. They've done an exceptional job this year promoting it, and they really do a good job of putting the rodeo on, and they spare no expense as far as they've got an outstanding stock contractor out of Montana. They've got good announcers. Just the production of it's really well, and the specialty act, they've got the one-armed bandit this year, which is one of my personal favorites. But it's a great event, and like I said, they do an outstanding job putting it on, and they spare no expense to make it just super enjoyable for everybody who comes. And I think they've, you know, done a really, really good job with it this year.
Fantastic. Excited to see how that goes down again, May 19th through 21st. And for more information, you can call 629-245-0632, or, of course, you can visit www.franklinrodeo.com. Again, www.franklinrodeo.com. Houston, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me for a little bit, and I'm looking forward to see what you can do here on the 19th through the 21st.
You bet. Thank you.